Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
We come to Friday's Daily Devotional, the last one of the week. But don't forget, if you've missed any of the programming during the week, you can listen at the weekend, all the way through the weekend, back to back. But we come to part 23 of this exciting series on submission to God here on Worship Radio 247. And we come to 1 Samuel. And as we look in 1 Samuel, and we see where we're going with this, we come to verse 7. Let me just build you a picture of what's going on. The Lord has told Samuel to go and pick the next anointed, the next king. And he's gone to see Jesse's sons. And it says here in verse 6, when they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab, who was the eldest, and thought, surely this is the Lord's anointed. There you go, job done, sorted. We'll make him the Lord's anointed. But the Lord said to Samuel, and watch this, beloved. He said this to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. You know, the amazing thing about this, in this story, Samuel goes through all of the children, all of the sons of Jesse. And he gets to the end. I love this. Then Samuel asked, are these all the sons you have? I mean, he hasn't seen enough. He's seen six already. There is still the youngest, Jesse replied, but he's out in the fields watching the sheep and goats. Send for him at once, Samuel said. We will not sit down to eat until he arrives. So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome, with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, this is the one. Anoint him. I love it. I love it so very much. We don't know why God does what he does. We don't know why he anoints some people and not others. We have no idea. We have no understanding why the anointing comes. When I was at Bible college, I promise you faithfully, with all of my heart, when I was studying at Bible college, I knew that I wasn't to preach. That was not my bag, and so therefore I didn't do homiletics. I refused to do it because I didn't feel the Lord had anointed me to preach his word. Yet there was one man in that place who was a fellow student who said to me, David, you will preach. I know you will preach. And I said, you don't know what you're talking about. There is no way I'm going to preach because I didn't feel I had it in me. Yet the first time I brought a word, the first time I actually preached, I knew the Lord had anointed me. I knew it like I knew it, like I knew it, like I knew it. And it was almost as though he had said to me, I'm taking the mantle from your father because your father no longer preaches, he's too old. And I'm giving you that mantle. And then I felt he say, I'm giving you a double portion. Oh, beloved. When you're in God's anointing, there is nothing better in life. And there is nothing better in this life that I love to do than to operate in God's anointing. And that is why I have to constantly submit myself to Almighty God, because I need to. You see, unless you are submitted to Almighty God, how can he anoint you? How can he choose you to do the work he wants you to do? If he's called you to do a job and you've decided that you don't want to do it, he then goes to someone else and asks them to do that job. Do you want to have that as your epitaph, if you like, if you will? How would you feel if you went up to glory and the Lord said to you, hello, Sarah, how are you? Well, let me tell you, It's wonderful that you are here, but you miss so many opportunities. I wanted you to do this work, work I knew that you would do beautifully and wonderfully with my anointing. But you choose not to. You chose to do something else. Beloved, how would you feel? How would you feel if you knew that God had anointed you to do something which you did not do? Why? Because you weren't submitted to Him. And because you weren't submitted to Him, you were not listening to His words. You are not listening to His commandments for your life. You are not listening to the plans that He has for you. I love it. I love to talk about Jesus. I love to talk about the Lord's anointing. It is so important, beloved, just as it was important when Jesse was showing his sons to Samuel and Samuel said, "Is this all you have?" And Jesse said, "No, there's one more. He's out in the fields." "Well, go get him, because we're not sitting down to eat until you bring him here." And with that, David comes in. Small, dark-haired, handsome, tanned, been working in the fields, and the Lord whispers into Samuel's ear and says, "That is the one, anoint him." And that was the great King David. But he could not have been the great King David if he had not had the anointing of Almighty God. It's really important that we understand this, beloved, because with the anointing comes changed lives. With the anointing comes power. With the anointing comes people's lives are completely different. They are changed from glory into glory because of the Lord's anointing. Believe you me, it's got nothing to do with me. All it has to do with is Almighty God, the Holy One of Israel, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the bright morning star. That's who it's got to do with. Is a song that we sing. It's not about me. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, not about me. And therefore, I pray this prayer today. Less of me, Lord, and more of you, I pray, for Worship Radio 247 online. Less of me, Father, but more of you, I pray, and I declare to the heavenlies, to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing in this ministry. And I pray, Father, that you would increase the number of lives that are changed because of what we do each and every day. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would increase 100-fold the number of people that listen on a daily basis. You would increase 100-fold that their lives would change. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, amen and amen.